It's Tuesday at SkidrowStudios.com.
Hello, everybody out there in Hotbox listening land.
Happy pranking party.
Happy pranking party. I don't know if you know this, but we're going to be doing some prank calls because at the end of the day, when it all comes down to it, you know, basically Mindy and I are just gross kids. And gross kids prank call people.
I'm just a dumb, gross, retarded kid.
Me too. I am a window-licking, paste-eating snot face, and there's no two ways about it.
Wah, wah.
And so we like to do a prank call every now and then. So we're going to be doing that. We have a few guests that we're going to bring on.
We have three former guests.
Former guests. Basically, it's a flashback, you guys. Like, we figured 6-month anniversary. We're going to start bringing back, you know, we're going to start archiving our guests. Get the fun ones on, you know?
Bringing back the stars.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, bringing back the stars. It's like, it's an all-star special at the
comedy stars.
Yeah. This is the first episode of the rest of our lives starting now, because it's after the 6-month mark and we are still here.
So I don't know if you know, but I'm just a little bit nervous about the whole prank call episode because of former troubles with the law over prank calling.
Was this back home?
The whole reason I'm in LA, not because I want to be here, because I'm a fugitive from Iowa, because there prank calling is a serious deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking subpoenas. We're talking interrogation room.
You got put in an interrogation room?
First,
good cop, bad cop you? Where they were like,
it was one cop and he was kind of playing the cool cop. He's like, yeah, I don't think pranks are that big a deal, but it's my job and they're making me investigate this. And
understandable.
Basically, someone who wasn't me, who had a very manly sounding voice, prank called a city councilman and called him a gay bear.
All right.
Because the city council in Sioux City hates gay people.
Oh, okay. So he
was not my voice, and the cops knew that. But somehow, even though the number, I guess, was blocked, they got my number, and I had to go in and talk to the cop.
And basically tell them I'm not who you think I am.
They asked me questions like, what's your view on gay marriage? And do you know what a bear is?
Oh, and you had to, did you play dumb or did you tell them what's good? Because I bet you knew by that.
I knew. I was like, it's a gay man. And then I had to listen to the prank on a little shitty recording and try not to laugh.
That's the best part, though. You got to listen to it. And did you get like the church giggles where you're literally just sitting there like, oh,
this whole situation was giggles.
Yeah, no, that sounds like.
So then I didn't tell them who did it. And they said I had to find the person and send the person to them so that they just
you
needed
to narc
to talk
on somebody?
They wanted me to narc. And then 2 months later when like I didn't, they called and told me that if I don't tell them who did it, that I could be aiding and abetting. And this is very serious and it could be terrorist charges.
Dude, that basically shows me that, you know, God love the fact that you're from there, because I would never have met you if you weren't from
there. I know.
But that town seems ridiculous. Like they have nothing but time on
nothing
their hands
better
to go
to
after
do.
Prank callers.
And that wasn't the end of it. I got a lawyer and the lawyer laughed at me and like, they're just trying to scare you.
You're like, well, I am scared. That's why I called your ass, dude.
And then about a month later, I get a subpoena. Mm-hmm. And I had to go under oath and get asked all these horrible questions and tell them about my band and where I work and who I'm friends with and all this stupid shit. And they were just mad because they didn't know who called the guy.
Yeah, but at this time, it's almost like you feel like if somebody says a bad name about you or, you know, in any way, isn't it worse if people keep trying to like come to your defense and like keep bringing up the incident? So
yeah.
Like, say you got called like a cum guzzling slut. Not you personally, but somebody did.
Yeah.
It would sting. It would suck. But then if you had like a team of people around you that were just like,
who said
not only
she's
do we want to know this, but we want the apology.
We need
too.
To know. We need that
then
apology.
Then it keeps bringing it up and people were like, dude, they called her a cum guzzling slut? Really? They would say that? And so then it's like part of like people's association with the person. So now he's really a gay bear.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a gay bear.
They've used the transcripts well enough.
It was cool though, because under oath, they were when I was being interrogated, they're like, at first you told the detective you might know who did it, and now you don't know. How is that? And I said, well, at first I thought I might know which of my friends think this is funny, but it turns out everyone thinks it's funny. And then the district attorney got really pissed, and this is my favorite quote ever. anal sex is not funny, Miss Jorgensen.
Little did they know.
Yeah. And then, but then it wasn't over. Like, my lawyer said they're just butthurt because they don't know.
Because they've never been butthurt.
Yeah, because they don't know who did it. And my lawyer assured me that I have every legal right to think anal sex is funny.
Oh, all right.
And then they started going to my shows and handing out business cards in the audience. And then I left town and moved to LA. So it's because of a prank phone call that all you people get to know me.
Yeah, the fuzz made her beat cheeks out of fucking the Midwest. But
yeah,
we're happy to have
I'm
her
not name. Taking none of that shit no more.
No answer.
So to celebrate, we're going to prank call a shit ton of people.
Yes, we are. And but first, what we're going to do is, I don't know if you guys remember, but we're doing prank calls.
I think someone tried to prank call us.
I think we're trying to get reverse prank called. So let's look into that. I'd like to see what that's all about and see what.
So it looks like someone's calling us. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
When are you guys going to start doing the prank calls?
Oh,
usually about
when we quit getting interrupted by stupid callers.
Oh, okay.
I just want to let you know.
I'm sitting right next to you guys, and I just prank called your stupid show.
I know.
So,
it's
very
you're turning it. You're like, yeah, Skippy. Sounds like a motherfucker.
There's too many Skippies. In my ear.
Should we just play some music and bring these awesome guests out?
Might as well. They're panting at the door.
They're ready.
Panting wolves. Yes.
All right. So we're gonna see how this works out. It's Made in March. We got another Maiden track for you, and here we go.
Lipstick on your litter. Bite the pillow, make no sound. If you
Yeah, and then that awesome track with an epic drum solo.
Fucking Maiden. R.I.P., by the way, to Iron Maiden's drummer.
Yeah. What? Clive Burr?
Clive Burr.
Not the current one, the former one.
Nico McBrain?
No.
No. Okay. Clive Burr, yeah. It was weird that we mentioned him, or Mindy mentioned him last week, like on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday he passed away.
Way to go, damn. Mindy.
I know, I feel bad.
Do
I mean,
not mention
actually,
my name tonight.
Well, that was Skippy Simon.
Don't you?
that was our pal Skippy.
All right, so Skid Row Studios, we should go around and introduce our guests, Mary.
Yeah.
Let's start with Skippy.
Skippy, let's start with you. Welcome, Skippy.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back. I love Hotbox. This is one of my favorite. I've actually crank called this show a number of times.
Yes.
This is not my first time.
We love it.
I feel like every time it's like saying hello to you.
Yep, I sit at home with my pants down, listen to the show.
All right.
And just, you know, crank.
Great.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what most people do.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I just want to say, but it is great being back here.
Cool. And just let our listening audience know what it is you do.
Oh,
why,
me?
Why you were here in the first place?
Why was I here?
A comedian?
I'm one of the greatest comedians in the world no one's ever heard of. I currently have this blog called High at the Dollar Store, and it's gaining a lot of like popularity. HighAtTheDollarStore.tumblr.com. And we're actually doing videos for it now. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I've actually gotten high and gone to the dollar store with you.
Yes, we have. We've actually taken it one, we've gone that one step further. We've gotten high and gone to the dollar store.
We went meta on it.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, wait, you have a Tumblr? Let's do that Tumblr.
Yeah, she was like, she totally like got in contact with me. She was like, I want to get high and go to the dollar store. And you know what we did?
Ever
we
do got in my
high.
Life.
Yeah.
We got so fucking high and we went to the dollar store and we had the best time.
Yep.
It was like a dollar date. It was fantastic.
Exactly. Well, we're glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be here.
And we're looking forward to seeing the magic behind the high at the dollar store. Yeah.
All right. Next guest, Kronk.
Hi, my name's Matt Kronk.
What's up?
You know, I'm just here. You know, came on down. What's up? I don't know.
Tell us what's up. Tell us your hopes and dreams, Kronk.
Well, some of our listeners might remember when Quee was on the show.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I would hope so.
And you so far hold the record for the most epic hotbox prank.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
That was the best prank.
The Vietnamese hating Christian lady.
Yeah. We called her and she was a hater.
I worked hard on that.
He just said hard on.
He did.
No, you know, and it's a thrill to be back.
Yeah, it's always nice to see you, and we're glad, especially since we were able to actually catch your guys' show right after.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, the epic show at the Echo.
Yep, that was pretty cool. It was perfect. It was a perfect timing because it was like, wait, Quee, be on the show. We'll go see Quee. We'll be we.
We and Quee.
Yeah, so welcome
Thank
back,
you.
Matt.
Thank you.
Wait, what band are you in?
Quee.
Is that the one with David Yao?
It was.
Oh, you left?
Yeah.
Aw. I never had an opportunity to see you guys. I was like the hugest Jesus Lizard fan growing up. Fuck. I blame myself.
You should blame yourself. I think he was, miss music.
Was he kind of like a guest on an album?
No. I mean, you know, it started out as like, you know, when I got him to sing a couple songs with us, and it sort of went from there. And he joined the band. And then we put out a record and we toured for a couple of years and then and then stopped and we just sort of decided to start doing it again.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it again because I learned about you.
Yeah, it was fun
from
to see you guys. Fun
Mary,
see
the hot box, and then seeing you at the Echo.
Thank you.
And who is across from me over there?
Hi!
Hey, Jason's here.
Yeah, JP Brown. Hi, guys. Good to see you.
Yeah.
No, it's good to be back. Wow. Has it been that long? How long
you
was
were,
it?
You were an early guest. Wasn't it like October or something?
Yeah, it was like October when it was just like, oh my God, Mindy's having a show, a radio show. I've got to be there.
Yeah, we have. We started in like September, I think. So yeah, you were one of our first. I think you were guest number 6, maybe.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You were within the first 10.
Whoa, Nelly.
That's
pretty awesome. And so what have you been up to? What is it you kind of do? I know you have something coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, I've got a stand-up comedy show I am performing in at the world's famous comedy store with the emerging comics team. So I'm kind of excited about it, kind of nervous about it. You know, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling good about it. getting my feet back into it. It's been years since I've done stand-up comedy. And then, you know, a lot of people since I moved down here are like, oh, my God, you should get into comedy. I'm like, really? And, you know?
Well, you should definitely get out there. I guess I'll do it. Get your ass out there.
Damn right. Get my ass out there.
If our listening audience knows this, but Jason was my first L.A. roommate when I moved out here after the prank call. I moved into a one-bedroom apartment with four men already living in it.
Yeah, she did.
Yep.
So me, Jason, and Kentaro shared the living room.
Yeah, that was.
This is every woman's dream.
Yeah. I get to sleep on the floor.
With four men.
Well, do you guys want to? What should we do? Should we play a song or should we get right into some?
Let's get right into some pranking. It's time. They've been waiting long enough.
Prank-o-rama.
Now that we did the robot, we did the robot roll call, so we'll just get. Right.
All right, so
I would say
I compiled a nice little list, and we're up for any ideas. Anyone want to start it off? Anyone want to?
I'd say
jump right in.
How about KFC?
Yeah,
KFC is on there. All right.
Yeah, I saw it on the list.
All right, nice. So our wonderful sound engineer Nick is going to get this dialed up. It's probably going to take a couple seconds, but
yeah. Well, KFC is a good one, and also you know it's because it's. You have only so much chicken business out there, so this is at least
yeah.
The Cadillac of chicken.
I also gathered Roscow's chicken and waffles.
Roscow.
Oh man, we're attacking two chicken places. How can you attack two chicken places? And you know a black man sitting right here.
We're at least gonna start with KFC because KFC. I bet Roscow wouldn't even answer because they're so busy.
Uh oh, is KFC busy?
Probably.
That's a stop.
I think there's more than one.
I had a hunch about that.
That basically means that they want to have it. I think that means
pick another one. You got anything else in mind? Yeah, KFC was busy.
Team Pregnancy Helpline.
Team Pregnancy.
Can I?
All right, hold on 1 second.
Can I take it?
Yeah.
Do it. Go for it.
All right. What was I thinking about?
Cough button here.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about chicken and you being a black man who I know for a fact loves fried chicken.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's just a rumor. It's an urban legend, nothing more.
Thank you. Just like Asian people aren't bad drivers. I live in Koreatown, so I can say this because of the number of times I almost get hit by a car being a pedestrian.
Every time I see
and then looking and seeing who it is that almost hit.
And then you feel better. You feel better again. You're just like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's supposed to happen.
I lived in Korea.
What?
I just want to let you know that was one of the best defensive driving courses I ever took in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, those people.
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. How can I help you?
Hi. I just had a couple of quick questions, if I could.
Okay.
I'm 17, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to get my girlfriend pregnant. We've tried everything. Is there anything that you might recommend, like any kind of like yoga poses, or I've done some looking online that there's some different types of like basting and things of that sort.
Unfortunately, I'm not a medical professional, so I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I mean, I've got her in the other room, and we've rigged up a, it's sort of trussed, she's sort of trussed to the ceiling fan, and I'm wondering, like, if she's, like we've got it spinning like a centrifuge, you know, like how they separate, white blood cells and stuff, you've seen that, like, on TV?
Oh.
But
she's on the ceiling fan.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodbye.
Well,
the lady said goodbye.
Aw, we tried.
What's that?
That was great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let's...
Overeaters Anonymous.
Let's punch up Overeaters Anonymus, if you can. It's at the bottom of our list here.
All right,
I love that you basically like had to be like, she's in the other room. It's like, if I can have this happen now, please let it be. Yeah, these are great. Thank you to Mindy for compiling quite a list of lovely and wonderful.
That's what I did during my free time at work.
Yeah. You know, another good prank thing is 24-hour pharmacies.
Oh,
yeah. For real?
Oh, those ones are great because it's like, yeah, they have to answer and they have to talk to you.
I got a whole thing that I kind of like to.
Oh, well, hello, what happened?
Oh, God.
Okay, we're ringing.
What's going on?
Okay, ringing?
We're
all right.
Thank you for calling the World Service Office of Overeaters Anonymous After Hours.
After Hours?
Our business hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
She sounds like an overeater.
To leave a detailed message for general delivery, press.
I'm rubbing Skittles all over my garage.
To know your price extension, dial it now, or press 1 for a company directory of staff and departments. You may also visit our website at.
That would have been fun. I was going to ask him.
If we could have left a message, I'm always down for leaving the messages.
Oh, yeah, because
you still know that at some point they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no kidding.
What else do we got here?
There's plenty. There's all the food ones are really good. Like, there's Dan and Yogurt. the seafood hotline. I love that there's just a seafood hotline.
What's the one for Frito-Lay?
I think it's just probably Frito-Lay.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, like
Frito-Lay.
When we were kids, they always had those like 24-hour customer service lines, but I think that's a thing of the past.
It's like all automated.
Trailer supplies.
Yeah.
Adult bookstores.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
There
you go. Let's do it. Adult bookstore.
Nice.
Here we go.
Low
that hanging. One.
All right. Let's do.
This isn't a. This
Hassle
is a good one.
Adult store.
Yes. This will be good, basically, because of where
what
it is.
What state is this we're calling?
We're calling Castle Adult Store in Anchorage, Alaska, which is smart for two reasons. Number one, because it's an hour earlier there. And it's also, I used to live there, so I've totally been here. I've, like gone in there and been, like, it's like a Target, almost, like a smaller Target, like, really lit up and, like, with aisles.
Oh, so it's like
the biggest one in Alaska. Yeah, it's a dildo and like toys.
Marital aids?
Yeah, marital aids, you know, fruit flavored creams, you know, products to make you last longer, like all that shit.
different things shaped like thongs.
You know, various utensils one could use in or outside, you know, depending.
So yeah. We'll just hear it when it starts ringing.
Thank you for calling Kelsey Mega Store Anchorage. How can I assist you?
Yeah, but, what time are you guys open till?
Tonight we're open till 1 o'clock.
Oh, open till 1 o'clock? All right.
Huh?
Do you guys have like really, really big things? Like big, like dildos?
We do carry them. However, we're sold out.
You're sold out? Mm. My girl's got a thing. She got big pussy, dude. And I was just hoping to chock her full of like love missiles or something. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give her some good luck. You know what I'm saying?
I can.
You guys got them like flavor lubes and shit.
Yeah. All
right. What's your biggest like? Do you have like a 55-gallon drum with like a foot pump?
No, unfortunately not.
You don't. Do you guys have that slip and slide thing?
We could sell you a whole crap ton of bottles that you could just fill a 55-gallon drum with.
Oh, what? How? Like, how do you guys have a crap ton?
Really, in all honesty, we probably only have about 20 gallons worth.
Only 20 gallons? That's not going to last me this week. Yeah. Oh, man. Question. Do you guys have, like them swings you hang from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Like, my girl's like 300 pounds. Like, she a big girl. Like, bucket of chicken big. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to.
Well, you're going to need a powerful hoist.
A powerful hoist?
Yeah, I'd recommend just, like, hanging her from, like, a wrecking ball.
A wrecking ball?
Because those are really, really strong.
You think I should wreck that bitch?
Well, sure. Isn't that the idea?
Well, totally. You guys got a wrecking ball down there?
Unfortunately, no. We're sold out of those, too.
Man, you ain't got no lube, man. You ain't got peanut butter, no jelly. Got ham, no burger. Dildo, no pussy. Do you guys have a ladies' night? Bring my lady in on a pallet jack.
We don't have a ladies' night.
Oh man!
However, and I'm not real sure that the pallet jack will make it through the door.
Mm. Do you guys have a handicap ramp? Because I got a wheelbarrow, I could bring it up there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, we got a one regular comes in a wheelchair all the time. So,
oh, really? What's,
it's doable.
What's about, what is, I heard about Mad Myrna's. Do you know anything about Mad Myrna's? Have you been there?
Sure.
Mad Myrna's?
Yeah, it's a gay bar.
Oh, it's a gay bar. Oh, we ain't going there, girl. Hell no. Frozen dildo. No.
Oh, come on. It's a lot of fun.
You, oh, it is?
You guys buying you drinks all night.
Oh, shit. Maybe I do go there. Oh, man, because my girl's like a couch. Like, dudes can just, like, lay on her and something. You know what I'm saying? Like, this girl, like, just lay down. People be like, you know, let's drink on her. You want to drink on my girl tonight?
Probably make you guys pretty popular.
You want to drink on? I got, she got a big old belly button. We can play, like, beer pong in and shit.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Huh? I'm trying to.
No.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to get you some shit, girl.
Trey.
What?
No.
Oh, whatever.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking.
I think you got yourself in trouble.
What? I'm sorry, dude. I gotta go, man. She's calling me. I'm trying to make you happy. I'm trying to make you happy.
Not okay, Trey.
Whatever, girl. Hey, we'll be down there in a bit.
Not okay.
All right, we'll be down there in a bit.
Well, yeah. Awesome.
Thank you to Castle. If you're in Anchorage and you need any of the items that you heard about, and you know, want to talk to our buddy there.
That was
it's a cool
fun.
Place to go. Yeah.
Oh man, I want to think a porn star.
He was like a hoist. You have to get a hoist. And
a powerful hoist.
Really?
No, I was impressed by that. Like, because that was logic. That was logic.
Wow.
Give a call to Francis Canteen.
Francis Canteen. Is it a person?
We're going from superstore porn to a hole-in-the-wall, dirty glory hole porn.
All right.
In redneck eye.
You going to take this one?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
You got to
go for it.
I like how you're like, I have to. Do they stay open late? Because isn't it like way later there?
24 hours.
24-hour glory hole location?
Holy shit.
Oh, wait. Before
that does
we
sound
call,
like a hole-in-the-wall type of place.
We have a caller.
Oh, we have a reverse prank call coming in, folks.
Hello.
Hey, I was thinking you guys should call the toll-free 24-hour prayer line.
Oh, totally.
Oh, awesome.
What's their number again, though? Is it like, it's like
1-800-GOD
help us?
There's about five I'm looking at right now. There's the Global Destiny Prayer Center. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, read off the number for us here.
Yeah, Global Destiny Prayer Center.
Yeah, it's 1-885-8100.
It's 888? 935-8100.
Yeah.
Is this Andy Miller?
Yep.
What's up, dude?
Right. We're going to make a phone call in your honor.
All right. Good luck.
How are things up north? What?
He's like, just call this number.
He gave you the fade, dog.
Call the number and then. Yeah.
Get out of my life.
Good luck.
Yeah. Miller, good dude.
Andy, yeah.
Yeah.
Church people.
Call Francis Castine, then the church people.
Yeah, that'll be a good segue. Definitely. All right.
Oh, it's a moment of silence.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on, we can do this. We can do this together.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah, getting free.
Thank you for calling the prayer line. Please have your credit card ready.
Yeah. All right. Being a soundboard engineer here, I know that once you put that number in, it takes about 20 seconds for us to hear that ringtone.
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry.
Francis Canteen?
Hi there. My name's Nancy. I live in Mapleton.
Okay.
I just had some questions about, like, what you carry there.
This adult bookstore?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Like.
Ma'am, I'm getting ready to close down.
Okay, what I'll make it quick. Do you sell goat porn?
Say that again?
Well, do you sell, because I live on a farm, and I was just wondering if you sell goat porn. Like, or animal-related?
No.
No.
That's outlaw.
Would you want to?
No.
Because I actually was calling for that reason.
Sam, I got to go.
Okay.
It's perfect because you have like the best voice for it, like because her voice is like so like, oh okay, well, I was just
hoping,
you know. Yeah. She likes it. That's amazing.
Maybe get some business.
Yeah, try to drum something up.
Turn the farm upside down.
You should, Jason. Let's get one for Jason. Here, take the list. He does any of that. Wait, hang on.
The magic list.
So
you're listening to the Hot Box. If you're enjoying this, go to our website, hotboxshow.com.
Global Destiny Prayer Center.
Yeah, you should call the prayer place. Do it.
Global D.
Global D.
Global D's in the motherfucking house. That was my rap name, Global D. Global D's in the motherfucking house. We going worldwide. This is Global D. Rocking the ones and twos. Oh, yeah.
Global D. I like Global D's. I like a... I saw on like somebody's like flyer. I think it was like it was probably like drum and bass or something like that. But it was somebody named Clam Peach.
Clam Peach.
And I was like, you know what? I don't care what kind of music they're playing. Like that's that's a good one.
Clam Peach.
Clam Peach.
It's juicy.
Yeah, really. That makes me happy.
Sweet.
My rap name is Uncle Jemima.
Uncle Jemima.
The number you have dialed has been changed from your calling area. Please have a pen ready to write down our phone number.
Yeah, I know.
1-800-712-3000.
Yes. I would love it if you didn't write it down one time.
Hello, you have reached the offices of Dr. Octagon.
Oh, man, I love that album.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, gave the lady some wrinkle cream out of rat poop.
You have bees flying around your rectum.
Call 1-800-PP-51-DOO-DOO.
Hold this. Here's some bread.
Here's some bread. There's a horse in the hospital. Fuck it, he's dead.
Get in the water and test the electric wires.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm destructive. Oh, you man, know, we should...
Half shot.
Find the right person with Keen, your psychic advisor. Ooh. Get the answers to all your questions. Yeah. Keen is completely secure and 100% confidential. Press the.
You know, there's a psychic show here on the
Keen
studio
that's right for you. Main menu. You can say business.
This is psychic porn.
Is this where you have to pay for the psychic?
If that's not right, say go back.
Yeah, this isn't right.
Go back.
Get us out of here.
Okay. Stop this crazy thing.
I thought we were calling the prayer line.
Dude, there's a psychic show here at Skid Row Studios. I do the sound for it on Wednesdays. It's from 7 to 8, and you can call in and get a 2-minute free psychic reading.
What?
Yeah, the number you would call in tomorrow between 7 and 8 is 800-893-9562.
Nice.
Yeah. She would do it.
She's really nice and really professional, and the show's really interesting too.
I can see into your future.
She gives a lot of.
She doesn't predict the future. She reads energies.
Yeah, she's an energy. She's into energy.
Which, you know, I'm like a physics kind of geek.
At 12:30 today, you will eat lunch.
And you will enjoy it.
Well, if we can't call a prayer line, we should call.
I like
something
dinner.
Else. We have enough time to at least do like one or two more.
I like gummy worms. So you're in the hot box. It looks like we got a dude that might be rolling something.
Yeah, we definitely got somebody rolling.
What if we do
Mississippi Auto Arms?
Prank call together, and when we smoke this, we can call the California Smokers Helpline.
Yes,
we can be a group of people that are in need.
Do you want to pretend to be Siamese twins and call somewhere like
that? Oh, that's funny.
We can call there and argue about how like you smoke and I don't.
That would be problematic. I wonder if Siamese twins ever like.
I always thought it'd be funny if it was like, you know, Siamese twin porn.
I'm sure there isn't, but
there could be.
There might be out there. You never know.
There's Siamese twin reality TV show, and you know what?
Oh, yeah.
And they're teenage girls right now, so you know where that's headed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
where are my
18?
Little conjoined twins?
Oh, two girls, one butt. That's going to be awesome.
So do you want to call anything on there? Try not to do anything on the East Coast, just because it's getting so late. Nothing's going to be open.
So what about the Redneck Trailer Supplies?
Yeah, they're here in California.
Sweet.
And I have no idea what they are, but they're Trailer Supplies.
Well, they're probably not open after 9 o'clock on a Tuesday.
If they're rednecks, I'm thinking restaurants and stuff like that, like franchises are probably best because it's already, you know, like 9:40 something.
Sorry we're so late here in the hot box. Yeah. If you're on the East Coast up partying right now, woohoo.
Yeah. You know, it's special to you.
Sam, I don't know. What? Shit, Home Depot?
Yeah.
New York
yeah.
Home Depot will be open.
Yeah, they have to be. They've made it their way to be Home Depot and be open at all hours. They're a good one. It's a good one to do. So they have to answer.
Oh, I love the sound of a ringing phone.
Oh, do right. you?
You know what?
I bet you there's one chick that's just like, I'm the only one up front. I'm not fucking answering it.
Let it ring.
She's like, I've got HDAs.
Ah, she's no fun.
What about?
I'll kick her in the tit.
I got a phone number here for 24-hour fitness.
Ooh, they're open 24 hours.
Sorry.
All right, well, that was powerful.
I was like, your studio with an iron fist.
I'm going to read this to you off the internet here.
What is it?
It's 800-224-0240.
That's always, it's better when it's a bunch of twos and fours because I'll remember it.
Yeah,
it's 420.
That's what I'm thinking. 420.
Just mix them up. Mix them all up.
What's that?
But yeah, I'm... Are you going to, who's, do you want to, you should talk to 24 right. Fitness.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
They'll answer.
Light it up, dog.
Here we go. 24 Hour Fitness.
Oh, my God. You work at LA Fitness.
I do. I work at LA Fitness, yeah.
Oh, shit. You can get technical. Technical.
Indeed.
You can get.
We're calling 24 Hour Fitness. With more than 400 locations, open up to 24 hours.
Oh, the 800 number.
Equipment. And more than 4,000 certified personal trainers
yeah,
on staff.
It's be like to get to
We've
all
cleared
of them.
A path straight to your fitness goals.
Damn.
From here, you can search for a 24-hour fitness location.
Hey, here, let me give you a number of them.
By entering a city.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Give it to me, baby.
661.
Oh yeah.
206.
Oh yeah, give it to me.
3045.
Oh, that's fucking hot. I want to thank you for the assist.
Was it good for you, my friend?
It was great.
Fantastic.
Now that's good podcast.
Indeed.
You're calling Lancaster.
Lancaster?
Lancaster?
Yeah, Caster. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I like it. You know what? You're right. Pretty much it is definitely like a whatever okay. it is.
Lancaster. Oh!
What?
Boo.
206-3045? 661. All these people.
867-5309.
They're too fucking fat for that.
They too fucking fat for that.
They all are like, we get free stuff, so they're all working. Yeah.
Could you call the CVS pharmacy on Glendale Boulevard in Silver Lake?
I like the specific.
You channeled that. You were like. Could you call the CVS pharmacy?
Summed it up.
All right. 323.
I like you. You're a professional.
666.
Oh, this is a good what? Line.
1285.
Do you guys mind if I womp
yeah.
up on this?
Nope. We're ready.
Go for it.
Thank
Sit
you.
Back, relax, and smoke a joint.
There might be like
Eat nachos if you have them.
A couple of like press this, press that to get there, but
oh, we're getting there. We're going.
I just know it's going to go great.
Okay, cool. I'm glad.
All right.
I just know.
Hot box.
I think I am actually getting hot boxed.
Thank you for calling your 24-hour CVS pharmacy located
I can,
at
like,
2530
colors,
Glendale
man.
Boulevard, Los Angeles, California.
Purple.
Para continuar en español, presione 7.
To refill a prescription, press 1. Doctors, press 2. Pharmacy, press 3. Non-pharmacy calls, press 4.
3.
To refill a prescription, press 1. Doctors, press 2.
Oh,
pharmacy, press 3. Non-pharmacy calls, press 4. For assistance, press star.
Was it 2
Can
to
you
refill?
Press 3?
No.
CVS accepts over 5,000 insurance plans, including Express Scripts. Someone will assist you momentarily.
Oh. Someone's going to assist me momentarily.
Just assist.
Awesome.
We'll just listen to this
hold
music.
Now. I knew this was going to be a very interesting hot box, that there might be some chaos.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but I think it's going smooth.
Ah. Just on hold and press 3.
All pharmacy personnel are assisting other customers. Please hold and someone will assist you momentarily.
Maybe.
So.
What are they playing at, man? They're like, you know what? If you need your pills, you need your creams, you need your birth control, you need your fucking inhaler, we're going to put you on hold for a while. See how bad you want it. The CVS way.
What if someone's on hold and they're like dying and you can save them?
But instead you're like, you know, like.
You probably want to call 911.
Yeah, you wouldn't be calling the pharmacy.
Some people, though.
Some people Nashville, would.
You know, Darwin.
Yeah. Yeah. That, that old chestnut.
At work. At its finest.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, I guess it is, you know, it's getting into the late hours. It is Silver Lake.
Are you listening to the Hot Box?
Golden Hassan
Kassidi. CVS Pharmacy, Brit speaking.
Hi, I just had a couple of quick questions. Do you have just a moment?
Sure.
Cool, thank you. I appreciate it. I have an enlarged prostate.
Uh-huh.
And I've done a little digging on WebMD, and I found some information on deflating it.
Boy, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little embarrassed. So.
No problem.
I suppose you probably hear this stuff all the time, but I'm trying to deflate my prostate.
Uh-huh.
And I've sort of rigged up a, you know, I'm doing this from my home, obviously. But it says on WebMD that I can just go in with any kind of sharp object, and I can, if it's sterile, I'm able to just puncture it and deflate the prostate. So I've sort of.
Oh, you can't. That's an MD question.
Okay.
Pharmacists only take questions on drugs.
Sure. Well,
That kind of stuff we don't know anything about.
Okay. Well, I imagine this is the kind of thing you'd probably learn. I mean, like.
No. When you call a pharmacy, it has to be a drug question.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you this. I've heated up, like, I've sterilized a knitting needle, and I'm about to go in and make the puncture. And I just want to be sure that it's safe.
Not honestly, I can't say it's safe.
Okay.
You need to get sterile equipment if you're going to do something medically.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously,
would,
you know, I mean, I've got some hand sanitizer and stuff.
I would go online and see if you can get sterile equipment.
Well, let me ask you this, because I don't have any kind of like medical lubricants or anything like that, and obviously I'm going into a sensitive area.
Sir,
as far as lubrication is concerned, would you recommend Zesty Italian or Thousand Island? Hung up again?
She gone.
Damn.
She also kind of gave you a little bit of a, if you can get your hands on some sterile equipment.
The sterile knitting needle had me fucking going, dude. That was so fucking funny. I was over here crying.
That was really great. Yeah, so.
Do you need to run? I got a jet.
All right. Will you give us a good 2 years?
Should we take a call? We have a caller, guys.
Yeah, let's take a call.
Hey, I'm down.
Caller, welcome to the Hot Box.
Hello.
Hello? Right.
Hello?
The Anti-Pot Committee?
You're the what?
Anti-pot committee, you motherfuckers!
Oh! Are you busting us?
We're calling the feds on your asses!
Oh, I'm not afraid of you.
Mom, quit playing on the phone.
We hate pot! We hate pot! We hate pot! Fuck you!
I hate Paul too.
Who is Paul?
Paul's a dick.
Yeah, you know.
We hate
Paul.
What
a douche.
Paul smoked all my weed last time. What an asshole.
Yours too?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Bogart and dick ass Paul.
Are you still there, Pot Committee?
Trick ass Mort.
Pot Committee.
All right.
Skippy is playing our song.
What?
Oh my, this is so sweet.
We enjoyed the We Hate Pot song very much.
That was rad.
That was
there was a full chorus of We Hate
if
Pot.
You
that was a straight up
prank
fucking...
call us. 800-893-9562.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, this joint went out.
Hey, it's gone.
I'm sorry.
Bye, everybody. I love you.
Bye. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for your crank.
The joint, the joint went out, but the spirit lives on.
Yeah, both the cranks from Matt Kronk. Crank calling people. Kronk calling.
Kronk calls. Yeah, you should do
hey,
that.
Hey, do you have
That's
any
awesome
shows coming
there.
Up? Do you want to tell the date in the microphone?
Excuse me. The only two shows that we have booked right now are... thank you. We're playing at Hippie Festival in Santa Barbara on...
Awesome.
Santa Barbara.
April, and we're playing at the Hemlock in San Francisco on the 27th of April.
All right.
Sweet.
Sweet. Peace. If you live in San Francisco,
shalom,
bye,
y'all.
Dude.
Peace.
Have a good night, you guys. Thank you.
Awesome. Don't forget to look up Kui and go back and listen to that episode that we recorded with them. Mm-hmm. Wait, was it December?
That was December. I think that was like show like 11 or 12, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to keep track. I know we're on 27 right now, right?
Yeah, this is number 27.
Yeah.
Forever, wowzers.
Forever 27, y'all.
Are we going to make it past it?
Oh, we are. You know we are. 28 is never going to be late.
I went through 28. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. I went through 28.
And 29 will be right on time. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah. And like,
shit.
And at 30, you're just dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. We just celebrated my sister's. She was 24 out the dough.
Yeah, you
go. Cool.
Yep.
That was a fun party.
That was a good one.
Yep.
Oh, man. Should we do a prank or two?
Yeah, let's do a prank call. I'm trying to think of, like, some good places. I don't have the list, though.
Hey, here it is.
The furry one sounds fun. The furry hotline.
Furries? All right. Yeah. It might be a leaving a message.
Yeah, like, we'll see if the furry line will answer, and I'll ask them a few, you know, simple questions about, you know, just what they're all about. But
I think the emergency 24-hour vets will answer.
Yeah, but I don't want to do a vet one just because I like dogs more than people.
Yeah, your dog rules, by the way.
Yeah. So
what kind of dog? She's got this dog named Drexel.
Uh-huh.
And it must be white boy day because, like, Drexel's just the shit. He got this pimp limp and he walks all, like, all the way around the place. He's a good-ass dog.
Yeah. Mindy and Skippy and a lot of the Hotbox people have met him. He's like, I've wanted to bring him here, but he sheds a lot. I don't want to be like that chick that like is like bringing her dog to downtown. Like,
that's my dog.
His hair's everywhere. Sorry, deal with it. Like, no.
He's a good puppy.
He's a good pup.
Damn.
He's holding it down.
Aww.
Holds it down. So, nice. Wait, which one are we trying? Are we trying Furry Hotline? Or are we trying one of these?
Let's see if this.
Oh, no, let's do General Mills. Can you get General Mills? I don't know if they're going to answer. Like, they're probably not going to send me to anybody, but if they did, I have a good
let's
one.
See if this package of
General Mills. Yeah. I was just thinking it's cool, Mary, that you have you're
ooh,
married with a dog
guarantee.
Named Drexel. And
oh,
I named
man,
my
I gotta
hamster
take that.
Dizzy.
So
our pets kind of sound cool together.
M and D, yep.
Drexel and Dizzy.
Yep. It's like we're masters of
Hello, I was
Doom.
Looking for some sets.
So they can be our mascot.
Can you help me with that?
The Doom Mask mascots.
Woo.
I like it.
Yeah, we got a number if you want to do it. Wait, are we doing a number?
I don't 7-Eleven?
Know. Yeah, we're doing a General Mills, I think.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give it a shot. I'll try to see if, what they can
That always sounds kind of cool.
Tell me.
It's like you just punch somebody in
Valid
the space.
Valid number. You may have misdialed.
Oh.
You need the number now.
Invalid number.
Damn.
All right, let's give him the number off the satisfaction guaranteed off the package of the 7-Eleven Select
I like how it's
Sour
becoming,
Gummy Bears.
It's becoming Russian.
Here we go. It is 1-800-255 0711. That number again is 1-800-255-0711. One more time. Okay, here we go. Wait, no. 1-800.
You had me at hello.
Perfect. It's always best. You know, it's so nice if you say it twice and then if you say it. Third time, you know.
Oh, I listen to like Mexican radio and everything's like, oh, 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 oh,
Thank you for calling the 7-Eleven Store Support Center for Guest Relations. This line is for 7-Eleven guests only. If you are not a 7-Eleven guest, please contact us through our website at 7-Eleven.com. All calls may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes. For guest
and
relations,
for
press 1. Or stay on the line for the next available representative.
The next available
for the Code of Conduct Compliance Hotline, press 2. For a list of important phone numbers and websites, press 3.
All right.
So we press 2. Let's go with 2.
connecting us to someone already, I guess.
Go 7-Eleven.
See.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven Guest Relations. This is Crystal Lynn. How can I help you?
Hello, Crystal Lynn. Hi. My name's Cliff, and I had a little... I actually want a little complaint about one of your 7-Eleven products. It's the Sour Neon Gummy Worms. I'm not exactly sure how to say this. Wow, this is making me a little red in the face here. I just not satisfied. I mean, I put one in, and it didn't satisfy me at all. As a matter of fact, it actually kind of stung. Oh boy, it's still stinging right now. I'm sorry. I know I don't mean to take up any of your time. Really, I need to figure out what can we do about this, because it's stinging, and I'm afraid if I pull it out, then it's just going to be I just don't want to think of the repercussions.
Okay, this is a guest relations, customer complaint line. Is it a 7-Eleven product that you're having a problem with?
Yes. The Sour Neon Gummy Worms. It was basically I took one in, and it just. It just hurt. It just hurt everything, and now I can't get it out, and I don't really know what to do. I mean, should I call an ambulance? I mean, the first thing I saw a number on the back of the package, and I figured, okay, well, I better call them because you know it's satisfaction guaranteed. So, what can we do to get some satisfaction here? Because right now I'm just not satisfied. I mean, it's just stuck in there, and it's just.
Okay, I would. Yeah, I definitely don't have any way to help you here, sir. This is a
is there like a
complaint line and
is there a complaint line? Because wait, I'm sorry. Hang on one second, Steve. This is not funny. This is not funny, Steve. Steve, shut up. This is not funny. I'm trying to talk. I'm sorry. This is just really embarrassing. Sorry, Steve. Don't touch it. Stop it. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway,
okay, is this a serious complaint?
It absolutely is serious because it's really stinging right now, and I don't know what to do. And I'm really embarrassed, and I just really need your help. I'm sorry. I don't know where else to turn to. Please, just help me, please.
Bend over. I want to Instagram.
No, Steve.
Okay, this call's gonna be disconnected.
Steve, no, please. I need your help. I can't. Oh my God.
This phone's going to be disconnected.
Yeah.
Right, I want to do the furry hotline one. I'm pretty sure. I feel like furry hotline. I feel like they might, just because like they seem like if they're a hotline, like I want to see if they're like at risk. Furries that are calling. But who knows?
Maybe it's like a satisfied.
Maybe it's like a furry shelter or something.
Yeah, you never know. Like,
yeah, there's like straight furries walking around somewhere.
There's
like
furries.
Comic-Con's over. Where am I going to go? Honest to Murgatroyd, even.
You little Fergus, get the fuck off my porch.
All right, I hope they answer. Sincerely, I hope it. But you never know. Yeah, sometimes. I do want a gummy worm. Despite your disgusting message, which is brilliant, I still want a gummy worm.
So this, you're listening to the Hot Box.
Right?
We're at SkidRowStudios.com. Who do we have next week, Mary?
We have the lovely Sarah Ault, Lindsay Hahn, and Toby Kins Bryan. I think his name is Toby. Awesome people, all talented, and they're all playing at Bar Lubitsch the following Tuesday, or no, the 2nd, April 2nd, for Sarah's birthday.
Sorry,
so they're all going to be on. We're going to be having some lovely ladies in here for a change, and some, as usual, cool dudes.
Yes!
Talking about music, talking about LA, talking about fucking everyday shit. Did the furries ever answer?
No, no luck on the furries.
Bummer.
This has been another Hot Box production. We will see you in the future.
Always in the future, guys. Bye.
Bye. I'm Skippy. Bye.
Peace.